My name is Terry Schlenker. Grew up in a small town in North Dakota. And my parents had a piano in the home, and they offered piano lessons for us. And I ended up taking piano lessons from every teacher in town. Because I would learn everything I could learn from one teacher, and then I'd move on to the next one. And finally, the last teacher I had was the pianist in the Baptist church. She'd do these improvisations on hymns, and so I wanted to learn improvisation from her. And ultimately, she always scheduled me last in the day, and she would just sit back in her big chair, and she'd listen to me play the piano for a couple of hours. She was just in heaven. I never intended to make music a career, never. I actually studied medical technology. That's what I got my undergraduate degree in. After I graduated, I was working as a medical technologist, and I took some music classes while I was working as a med tech. But I had a friend who was from my hometown, Ashley, North Dakota, and he kept calling me and saying, why don't you come to Denver and study music? So I came to Denver, and that's why I'm here. And then I got this big job as the director of the embryology lab, where I still work. And so there was about a decade where I didn't write any music at all. But the job started to lighten up a little bit, and it gave me the opportunity to do some singing. Initially, I sang with the Ars Nova Singers in Boulder for about 9 years, and then I started singing with St. Martin's Chamber Choir. A few years into it, there was a Christmas where Tim sort of solicited choir members to write arrangements of Christmas carols, and he said, if you can finish it by October 15th, we'll perform it for Christmas. So I thought, well, I'd give it a shot. I was so insecure about what I was writing that I made one of the verses optional because I thought, well, if it's bad, they can leave it out. But it turned into like this great hit with the audience. They just absolutely loved it. And that just really got me going. And I sent it to a publisher, and she wrote me back in like 45 minutes and said, yeah, I'll publish it. And do you have anything else? And so that really got me enthusiastic about going back to writing. I think my music is really embraced by audiences, and it's something that's accessible and something that evokes feeling from people. And for me, it's about expressing emotion and my spiritual side. And, music is the deepest form of expression. It's the deepest language, is how I see it. And so I can express things I just really can't express in words with music.